Welcome to the Hide the Word of God in Your Heart podcast. Now here's your host, Danielle White.
Hello, my name is Danielle White with the Hide the Word in Your Heart devotional. This podcast is designed to help children and teenagers hide the Word of God in their hearts. Ashley Cleveland said, I started memorizing Bible passages a few years ago, initially just to see if I could, and then to fill my head with a voice other than mine. I found the same lamp that King David describes in Psalm 119, saying that he takes heed to God's word. Keeps it, hides it in his heart, remembers it, meditates on it, is revived by it, strengthened by it, led by it, hopes in it, trusts in it, and lives. The scripture verse we are going to hide in our hearts today is Proverbs 28, verse 6, in the King James Version. Proverbs chapter 28, verse 6 says, Better is the poor that walketh in his uprightness than he that is perverse in his ways, though he be rich. Let's say that again. Proverbs chapter 8. Verse 6 says, Better is the poor that walketh in his uprightness than he that is perverse in his ways, though he be rich. Let's say that one last time. Proverbs chapter 28, verse 6 says, Better is the poor that walketh in his uprightness than he that is perverse in his ways, though he be rich. Holy Father God, I pray that we will be poor in spirit. I pray that we will walk in your uprightness and that we will not try to rely on our own strength to do what is right. I pray that all people will come to know your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior, and hide your word in their hearts. And when it comes down to doing right and wrong, I pray that they will have your word so much in their hearts that they don't even think about the wrong thing. In Jesus' name, amen. God loves you. He loves you so much that he sent his Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for your sins. John 3:16 says, For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. If you are not yet saved and would like to be, all you have to do is pray and ask Jesus to come into your heart today, and he will. Until next time, God bless you.